Hello again, everybody, and welcome to The Last Word. I'm Dan Roberts, the publisher of The Vegas Voice, and our goal is to introduce you to all the wonderful people running for elected office. We are very fortunate to have today Ms. Carrie Cox, who is running for Councilwoman, City of Henderson, Ward 3. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Dan. I really appreciate you having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. You know what? Let's start right at the beginning, Carrie. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your experience, your background, so people can get to know you.
Well, I'm Carrie Cox, and I'm a mother of seven, a grandmother of 11, and I'm married, happily married, to a veteran. He was in the Air Force. I am a kindergarten teacher. I am a businesswoman, and I'm running for Henderson City Council, just like you said.
That was really good. Then I guess with that kind of background, the question that I would have, and I've been asking people, is, and especially in your case, why would a mother of seven, a grandmother, get involved in politics in this climate?
That is a great question. I have a passion. I have a passion to help people, and I want my voice to be larger. I want to be able to help more people, and I want to be able to help Henderson, and especially the residents, and I want to make sure our public safety personnel and our first responders are really taken care of. And that is really my goal. And we have to have a better economic recovery. And I also have a passion for education, of course.
Of course.
So that's why. And I ran last time. I ran 5 years ago, and I lost by such a small amount of votes against the sitting incumbent at the time. And actually, he's still there. But it is going to be an open race this time. And so I just really feel that seat is mine. I need to be in that seat.
You know, and with that in mind, running an election or getting involved, doing it for the first time, and coming so agonizingly close,
it's
got to be, you know, look back, oh, if I would have done this or if I would have done that. But did you enjoy the campaign? I mean, did you get a taste of it? And is that why you're running?
I loved it. I loved running. But I know they say that with some candidates is they get this taste of it and they just want to run all the time for whatever. But what I love is I love Henderson. So I have been specific in that I'm sticking with Henderson City Council Ward 3. And I did run for that same seat last time. So I don't think I am like addicted to that running part, but I care enough that I wanted to give it another shot.
Well, and, you know, and to your credit, you do a lot of volunteer work.
You've
been involved with the City of Henderson, not just as a teacher, but talk a little bit about that. And what have you learned from that? What's your experience?
I have learned a lot in the last 5 years serving on some committees and commissions, and I did before, but I amped my game a little bit because I wanted to be able to be more involved. And so I serve on the Blue Ribbon Commission for Education and Excellence in Education and Youth Opportunity for the City of Henderson. And then I serve on CDAC, which is the Community Development Advisory Commission. And we fund for rapid rehousing, homelessness. We take care of seniors and all of the underserved and those that need that extra help and that boost. We also fund for domestic violence shelters. And so there's a lot that CDAC does.
You know, one of the things that I'm constantly amazed is that with all the commissions and everything else you're involved with, you're dealing with a lot of personalities.
Yep.
And good, bad, or indifferent, you have to work with them. Are you comfortable working with these people? Are you comfortable with the word compromise? Because certain people have sat here and said, I'm not compromising, period, end of story. My way or the highway.
Huh.
And I'm wondering, how do you feel about that? Especially if you get on the city council, you have a lot of personalities on that city council. How do you get along with them?
Well, I get along great with the city council, but I also know that we are going to have differing opinions. We're not always going to agree, and that's okay. I'm about win-win. And if we can't achieve a win-win, then I just do my very best to really persuade and make sure that they understand why we need to move forward on a specific item or goal that we need to achieve. But we always have to take the residents and in mind. We always have to have them in mind. Take their first, they have to be the first priority, and what they need has to be what's in our hearts. It can't be an agenda, you know, that's hidden or that we're out there for ourselves, you know, that we're going to keep our job. Like, I have to do something so I, you know, just in case I can't get reelected. You know, I'm not about that. I'm about, let's get along. Let's sit down at the table. We can work out anything. There's right. a solution for any problem out there, every problem out there. We just need to come to the table and work on it together.
You know, and your vision, once you become a Henderson councilwoman, what would you like to see happen? What's your passion? What do you really care about that if they swear you in and you are now the Henderson councilwoman for Ward 3, what do you envision?
My first day on the job will be working with public safety and our first responders and getting them what they need. We have a shortage of officers. We have some issues in that area, and we have to address them. And I will go and start recruiting myself. I just have promised that I will do some recruiting, and I will get some good officers, paramedics, any personnel we need. I'm gonna go get them. And I have already contacted and reached out to several colleges, to the military. I'm already doing it because we need it done now. I can't wait until January when I take that seat.
And you know, one of the things that I've been amazed is that how Henderson has exploded in terms of population over the last couple of years, since you mean the last time you ran for office.
Yeah.
Is there going to be enough water if they keep on building?
And no.
What do we do?
This is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of really intelligent people out there. And so we need to come together with those people, and we need, including myself, and we need to sit down and figure out solutions. I mean, we've talked about, you know, desalinization, bringing it out of California. There's another, I met with an engineer. There's another idea about bringing it through the Arkansas River Valley out of the Mississippi, because they have so much water down there. Yes, it will be costly, but we brought it through a mountain range coming out of North Nevada. We brought it out through there. So, you know, we do have to find other solutions. Whatever that may be, but we're getting to the point now that I'm not against growth and I'm not against builders or building, but I am really for making sure we sit down and figure out what we're going to do to fix that, because it won't matter if we don't have enough water. Mm-hmm. Anyone that's moved here in the last 5 years will be moving out because we won't have water. So it won't matter. We want to keep our quality of life, preserve our quality of life here in Henderson.
Okay.
It's a wonderful city.
Then now I'm going to put you on the spot now, if you don't mind, is that our readers are seniors, Sun City McDonald Ranch, Sun City Anthem, Solera and Anthem. What can you tell them? What can you tell those seniors as to why they should vote for you?
Seniors. Well, everyone should vote for me.
Okay.
But the seniors should vote for me because I have, you know, a passion about them, too. Veterans, seniors. I'm even going to work with the homeless because we have to address that problem as well, right? But seniors should vote for me because I am the best candidate. I will be your voice. I will listen to you. I will have an open door for you. You can have my cell phone number. Everyone does now. And just give me a call. Let me help you with the things that you're seeing and that you're worried about. I want to be their voice. Their priorities are mine too.
And, you know, with that in mind, in the minute or so that we have left, if people want more information, they want your cell phone number. Don't call in the middle of the night. But if they want your cell phone number, they want more information, they want to contribute, they want to volunteer, telephone number, a website that we'll put on the bottom of here so people can follow up with you.
Sure. Vote. I'm having an issue today, Dan. Yeah. I need to be able to talk. VoteCarrieCox.com is my website. VoteCarrieCox@gmail.com is my email. And 702-306-3302. I wanted to quickly say something about education. Education is important to me as a teacher of 32 years. And if I can work with kindergartners, trust me, I can sit down with anybody and work with them, because I've done a lot of that through my life.
Yeah, that has to be working with kindergarten children, especially city council kindergarten children should be like the same type of arrangement.
Well, I'm not going to go that far, but I am going to say that, you know, you have to have a lot of interpersonal skills to be able to do that. And I do. I am the right choice. I am the best choice. And if we want to see our community be able to thrive, progress, and move on, I am the only candidate without a conflict for voting. I am the one who's not beholden to anyone. Mm-hmm. So, and I was just endorsed by Henderson Police Officers Association.
Congratulations.
So
that's great.
I've got their support, and I'm going for some others that are pretty big. And I just ask that everybody get out and vote. Early voting starts May 28th. And then the election day is June 14th. And if you have any questions for me, any concerns, I want to hear them. I want to be your voice and I want to get it right. So make sure you give me a call.
And Carrie, we'd like to have you back on as we get closer and closer to the primary and get going. And I thank you so much for being here. I really do appreciate it. Hopefully, like I said, we'll get you back on. And this Thanks. Is Dan Roberts for the Vegas Voice, The Last Word. And keep in mind, if you don't vote, you don't have a voice.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.